This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
A lot of people have said there are people now dying of the swine flu who are in good health. By whose standards? Hospitals serve Jell-O.
Robert Scott Bell.
Food advertising. You know the people. Fresh, natural, hearty, old-fashioned, homemade goodness in a can.
Robert Scott Bell.
Dr. Agus argues that the fountain of youth is attainable if everyone were to take statin drugs.
Excuse me?
It sounds completely insane.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
Well, if you're just joining us because the show just started, we're going to follow up on our conversation of last week. You know, we were asking questions about menstrual mysteries among those who hadn't even been vaccinated, who had been around the vaccinated. And now we've got more information flowing out through the mainstream media validating our concerns and the things we've been hearing. First story, you can find it at robertscottbell.com, will lead us to the Chicago Tribune. While you're opening up your computers or tablets or whatever, as long as you're not driving while listening to the show, I want you to find this article so you can see what we are about to cover. But first and foremost, welcome everybody. Thanks for being here. And especially thanks to all of those who joined us yesterday for our AMA, or Ask Me Anything, that we did over Zoom for our patron supporters, those who are directly kicking in just amazing support to make the Robert Scott Bell Show go and get Super Don the help he needs. Because Lord knows Super Don needs some help, don't you, Super Don?
Help! Oh, no. It's not that bad.
No, it's not that bad. But it was great. I tell you what.
It was.
You know, you think about our start, our humble and auspicious or inauspicious start in radio and even syndicated radio. And we got people joining us from England and Latvia, hearing through Egypt. I mean, it's like, come on. How do you? There's no limits anymore.
I never in a million years would have thought that we would have listeners. And I don't know why. Mm-hmm. I mean, there's people in other countries that are interested in health and health mm-hmm. freedom and stuff and they're like that. But, you know, being my closed-minded, isolationist person that I am, it just kind of blew my mind when I found out we had listeners in Europe and Asia and the Middle East and Australia and
New Zealand,
you name it, New Zealand.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's pretty cool.
Well, and the thing is we recognize not everybody can access U.S. radio immediately. But mm-hmm. the universality of podcast sites reaching out. We had a truck driver. What was his name? Jerome? What was his name?
No, it was
James. It was a J. And just as we start the show today.
Doggone it.
Yeah, he was amazing. But he was in Nebraska. He says, I found out about you by searching the term PCR test on Spotify before we were banned. Jamie, thank you. He was a J.
Yeah.
Jamie. Shout out to Jamie, driving trucks and listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show. And he did. He did Spotify podcast, obviously. I'm going to search for a topic I want to know about. I'm starting to hear some weird stuff. And he did a PCR test, Spotify, boom, there we are. And he's been a listener ever since. Now he's a patron supporter and joined us on the Zoom call yesterday. And
that's right.
Dude, no wonder why Spotify had to ban us. No wonder. If we're reaching truck drivers in middle America, he's from Memphis, I remember now, there's nothing that can't be reached. And so, folks, censorship is not working. People have found out about it, and then you shut down one site, you're going to go to another site, and another, and you're going to find it. You want it bad enough, you're going to find it. Do you ever see this movie called The Adjustment Bureau with Matt Damon, The Adjustment Bureau?
I don't know if I watched that or not. I remember when that came out, but I can't remember if I saw that or not.
Well, it's an interesting thing because it's
wait a minute. Isn't that the one where there's like this like secret society that is like they like come out of the woodwork somehow to come and get you if you're not doing something right or something?
Yeah, they basically
something like that.
They have a plan and you deviate from the plan and then they show up out of these doors to kind of nudge the plan back in action. And Matt Damon's character falls in love with I forget the lady's name, a famous movie star anyway, but but she's good. They were good. And keeps thwarting the plan to be thwarted. And I think about what's happening now is like that. The Adjustment Bureau is desperately trying to thwart people's desires or attempts or make sure they're not successful in finding out what they want to know. And every time the Adjustment Bureau comes out and censors us, more people end up wanting to know because I will not be denied. I will not be thwarted. You can't take me off. The more you try to tell me I can't have it, I want it even more.
You're right. You're right.
And it's happened with us. And if they had just let well enough alone, but they couldn't, the censorship is backfiring.
It's happened with us because they deplatformed us off YouTube. They kicked us off of Spotify. And we keep seeing new people popping into the chat rooms and showing up. And
what did Obi-Wan Kenobi say? Strike me down, and I shall become more powerful than you can imagine.
That's right.
And, you know, folks, this is it for all of y'all that have a strong desire for the truth, for, you know, fundamental principles to be discussed. This is your show. This is what we do, 2 hours plus a day, 6 days a week, syndicated here on GCN on our Sunday show, and then heard all around the world via podcast sites and our video platform, also at robertscottbell.com/listen. And you can watch. There's a chat room there. You can chime in. 24/7, our chat room is open. In fact, you can go there. So I know it's kind of a side detour a little bit, but I think it was important to relate that we acknowledge and appreciate you. Many of you we never hear from. You know who you are. You just listen, absorb, and take the information. And it's just a real blessing when you do reach out and say, hey, I'm here. Thank you. And I'm thanking you for being there, even if you don't tell us. So with that, ladies, this is for you. The Chicago Tribune is reporting, and it's in the notes linked up, some people are reporting abnormal periods after a COVID-19 vaccine. U of I professor, I guess it's the University of Illinois professor, is looking for answers. So they're looking specifically in those who are vaccinated. Of course, we were hearing from people because in our sphere, most of you are not vaccinated in this way. And you're here, and you're reporting these adverse or weird breakthrough bleedings, etc. And so they speak about this one particular case of a 43-year-old Plainfield woman who hadn't had a period in over a year and a half because of her IUD. And suddenly she started to bleed, a flow, right? And she didn't think about it initially. The timing was after she received her vaccine until she saw on Twitter other women were reporting strange bleeds that shouldn't be happening. And so you start seeing a pattern. A pattern emerges. You begin to ask questions. Could it have anything to do with it? This is a year and a half of nothing, and suddenly this? What? And the tweet was from a Catherine Clancy, an associate professor at the University of Illinois, Urbana-Champaign, posted April 7th about a new survey she was running to catalog people's menstrual experiences after receiving the shot, COVID shots. And she put it out there, and she got, what, over 25,000 people filled it out. I think she was going for 500. Do we acknowledge that these are thus far only anecdotal reports? Yes. We don't deny that. I don't run from that. That's not a problem for me. That's the starting point of scientific evaluation, investigation, questioning, analysis, making hypotheses and testing those hypotheses. And so, people are now talking to other people. And they're putting more of these surveys out and getting more of these women saying, yeah, this is some weird stuff. I haven't seen reporting on the non-vaccinated being around the vaccinated, but that's where we were introduced to this. Hundreds of women, and, you know, just put it out there. You're going to hear it. One Twitter user wrote, I haven't had a period in years, and I'm about 3 weeks out of my second shot, and I'm gushing blood. I'm freaked out about now, but now I see I'm not the only one. This is crazy. Another said, 2 weeks after shot number two, my cycle started 12 days earlier and heavier than it's been for the last 3 years. And then I find out more people and more people and more people. And then they go to an OBGYN at Northwestern Medical Delner Hospital. Dr. Rocky Shaw said she doesn't see a way that the COVID-19 vaccines could affect menstruation. Well, then it's settled, Super Don. There's nothing to see here. Move along, right? One OBGYN said, I don't see any way that this could happen.
Well, there you go.
She said, I think that, and I'm assuming it's a woman. It could be a man. I apologize. I don't know. Rocky Shaw. I think that there's really no biological mechanism that is plausible in terms of how this could be possible, Shaw said. I think that potentially people are having normal menstrual pain plus the aches and pains that are associated post-vaccine and maybe combining all of that together and associating. really? I think this doctor is really stretching the bounds of credulity. You can think that, but that's not what's being described. You're trying to make an explanation where there is none at this point, because guess what? Did they? Have they? Tested and reported on specific, let's say, impact on female cycles? To my knowledge, that wasn't part of the study design, and they haven't reported on it other than everybody's now going, hey, what's going on here? Dr. Julie Levitt, another OBGYN at Northwestern Medicine, said two patients have come to her with concerns specifically related to the periods after the vaccines. Really hard to isolate the two, she says. Of course, dismiss it. That's your first and your programmed response, doctor. She goes further. She says a hormone rises, it goes down, you bleed, a withdrawal bleed. But is that a bad thing? No, Levitt said. What kind of moron doctor are you, Dr. Levitt? A female that is so... I'm sorry, I don't have a nice thing to say about her, so I'll stop there. She's like, number one, don't worry. Number two, contact your doctor if you want to talk to him and get reassured. What's the doctor going to say? Oh, there's nothing to it. Your hormones go up, your hormones go down. You bleed, it's a little different. No worries. Nothing to see here. Move along. Don't report it to the vaccine adverse event reporting system, whatever you do, because I'm programmed as a doctor robot to know that nothing is related to vaccination other than by temporal or coincidental descriptions. I just, for the life of me, Super Don, every time I hear these doctors speak, I feel like that I get stupider. I mean, you know, stupid is rubbing off.
Let's be a little bit, let's attempt to try and be a little bit fair in the situation. I mean, imagine if you're a doc, right? You went to school, you know, you got your degree, you know what you know. And now you, as the doctor, you're the guy or the woman
or the gal, yeah.
Has to have the answers to these people when they come into your doctor's office, right? And they're going to come to you, and they're going to ask you these questions.
What year of medical school do they teach you to just make stuff up?
Well, you know, when you become the doctor and you get the lab coat and you get to put the frame on the wall,
yeah.
You now make educated guesses, right?
Yeah. What is educated? Indoctrinated guesses.
Yeah.
Programmed guesses. These are not.
I mean, could you imagine being the guy and somebody comes up to you and says, "Hey, look, I just got the vaccine." And then I'm having the period I've never had.
Purely coincidence.
Men
can have
babies years,
too,
and now
right?
Suddenly I'm bleeding. What's going on, Doc? Well, what's the doc supposed to say?
It's time for a break.
I don't know.
We'll be right back on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Super Don doesn't care. He's all in it. All right, we'll be right back.
CancerTutor.com is at the forefront of research, education, and guidance for people battling cancer. We've partnered with renowned doctors and clinics throughout the world to educate and empower people with the truth about all cancer treatment options, from traditional to natural and integrative protocols. Cancer is not a death sentence, but is instead an invitation to life change. And CancerTutor.com is committed to walking with you, helping you find your path as you begin your unique journey of healing. Your cancer journey is personal, so CancerTutor.com is personalized for you, providing access to the latest curated information on groundbreaking research and treatments, including ebooks, recipes, doctor interviews, and more. Natural medicine is no longer the alternative. It is the first and best option for restoring your health, and Cancer Tutor is leading this movement. Reclaim your right to treat your cancer on your terms at CancerTutor.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Join me, George Norrie, for Contact in the Desert Worldwide Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to the 28th. Contact in the Desert will be an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient alien civilizations, consciousness, AI, crop circles, and cutting-edge science. More than 130 presentations, 67 speakers, and 2 extra weeks to view our extraordinary lineup. Get your tickets today at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Rocking the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
I didn't know Super Doctor.
No, I really I don't know what's going on.
Stop it.
Besides, what do I do, Doctor?
Every time we talk periods, you get so animated. I don't understand it.
I got a little carried away there. I'm sorry. But let me just finish my thought. What's the doctor supposed to say? Or do doctors? Maybe you might happen to be one of those lucky people that gets a doctor and says, I don't know. Let me try and find out for you. Maybe somebody else has the answer. But they want to have the right answer, right? You went to medical school and you owe
half them for
$1 million for that degree that you got and stuff like that. You don't want to be the guy who doesn't know the answer, right?
I'm asking for a little honesty. And the honesty would be, I don't know. This is very strange. Let me report it. Let me look into it. Because that's what we've done. That's what I've done. We say, we don't know. This is very strange. And others are reporting it to the tune of, I cannot ignore the possibility that there's a link, or even the probability that there's a link. And yet, this is the kind of thing parading as intelligence for those with medical degrees. We're programmed that anything that happens in proximity to a vaccine is a mere coincidence. There's no causal link. How many of you buy that at this point? Anybody out there left? Bueller, anybody? I don't think so. The doctors are desperately clinging to their religion, their dogma, on vaccine, I don't know if it's penance or something, but they're afraid if they speak out too directly of the possible link that they will be attacked, potentially delicensed. I get that. But doctors, for you men, grow a pair. For you women, you got a pair of ovaries, use them before you have to take them out because of the vaccine. All right, more vaccine news. Pfizer's COVID shot may trigger herpetic lesions. We talked about this, I think, during the week. The same virus that you've heard about called chickenpox, it's the zoster varicella, or herpes zoster varicella, causes shingles in adults typically, or kids who happen to get the vaccine shot for chickenpox, much less shingles. Researchers who studied six patients who developed herpes zoster infection within 3 to 14 days of receiving Pfizer's shot said the risk increases among people with autoimmune inflammatory rheumatic diseases. Shingles, after the shot. And what are they going to do? They're going to do a combo shot, Superdome. They'll come out with the Pfizer has now combined their shot with the shingle shot. So we killed two birds with one stone. How many patients survived that? I don't know. How many people have autoimmune inflammatory rheumatic diseases? Any kind of inflammatory condition of the skeletal system, perhaps, whether it be regular rheumatism, arthritis, a specific joint pain, tendonitis, all the way to RA, rheumatism, rheumatoid arthritis. Loads of people, do they test them before they come in to get the shot? Most of these people are not going in for that because they're taking ibuprofen or another non-steroidal or even steroidal anti-inflammatory medicines because that's just what you've been trained to do. You got a skeletal pain, take a drug. You don't even go to the doctor in a lot of cases. You get an OTC. Maybe it's Tylenol, and you're destroying your liver even further. And then, of course, we've got activation of what are called latent or dormant viruses. Now, I don't know how many of you studied latency. The famous researcher, scientist, Dr. McFarlane Burnett. The concept of latency, which wasn't known until, as far as I know, he really brought it to the fore. That the so-called herpetic viruses, again, I realize there's some in the audience that say, there's no such thing as a virus. Okay, call them exosomes. Things that are endemic to the human genome, and certain animals too, that it's arguable that everybody has herpetic viruses without exception. It's only a matter of when they express, when they come out. And of course, if you know anything about shingles, it comes out after stress, intense times of stress. Very, very often emotional stress, but I will talk physiological because the emotions and physiology cannot be distinguished from one another ultimately because one impacts the other and one impacts the other back and forth. That's just the nature of all of your bodies, physical and emotional and others, mental bodies. You go through a lot of stress and bingo, bango, bongo, those, it's like, oh my gosh, I got a shingles outbreak. Of course, we know here on the Robert Scott Bell Show that selenium is the key along with silver. Anything that you claim or pretend to be a virus, if whether real or imagined, selenium and silver. So you get the selenium from choosetobehealthy.com, the innate response, and start pumping it up. It's 100% whole food form. I take, just as a maintenance dose, three of those little 50 microgram tablets three times a day. 450 micrograms. I would double that if I was threatened with shingles or herpetic lesions of any kind. But these things are ubiquitous to the human genome, meaning they're always there. Why are the shots activating it? Could it be a stress on the body? I would say, doctor, there is your major league moment of duh. Can you get beyond your duh degree and start seeing causal links between diet, stress, deficiencies, or toxicological burdens injected or otherwise? Wake your aspirin up and stop delivering bogus information, fake news. The real stuff's right here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Longtime listeners to the Robert Scott Bell Show know how important it is to detoxify their bodies, much less prevent the toxins from getting in the first place. One of my favorite ways to do it is through drinking Echo Water, the molecular hydrogen we get. Go to robertswater.com. Paul Baratero from Synergy Science is back with us with an update.
Absolutely. We definitely have amazing filtration, removing all the chlorine, chloramines, pesticides, pharmaceuticals, VOCs, all the types of things you should be concerned about being in your drinking water. We can even get rid of fluoride. We have a separate filter that removes fluoride so that you don't have to worry about that in your water. So remove those before they get in your body so you don't have to worry about getting rid of them once they're in your body.
And in addition, the advancements with the Echo 9 Ultra H2 available to you, as well as the economical unit pH neutral NHM 130 available, and now whole house water filtration available through Synergy Science. Check it out, synergyscience.com, 800-337-7017. Special deals for Robert Scott Bell Show listeners.
You
USA Radio News with Jeremy Scott.
There have been more than 130 mass shootings in the U.S. since President Joe Biden has taken office. Vice President Kamala Harris says the administration is limited on what it can do on gun control.
We actually, as an administration, have taken action. The president issued executive orders, for example, on ghost guns. And there is only so much, however, that a president can do through executive action.
Harris telling CNN State of the Union that Congress has to act, and that should include background checks and a ban on assault weapons, calling them weapons of war. At least six people died and several others were hurt in a crash on a Georgia interstate when a passenger van flipped on its side and engulfed in flames. Witnesses stopped to pull people from the burning vehicle last night along I-85 northeast of Atlanta. Investigators working to determine the cause. This is USA Radio News. Some more revelations into the man who ran the biggest Ponzi scheme in U.S. history.
Bernie Madoff, the subject of a new book by Jim Campbell called Madoff Talks, uncovering the untold story behind the most notorious Ponzi scheme in history. It's based on 400 pages of letters Madoff wrote to Campbell from prison. Campbell tells CBS News Madoff was much more open with him than with his own sons.
He's writing a guy that he's never met, 6-7-page single-space letters, and he sent a letter to Andy and his fiancé partner, one sentence, I'm so sorry, Dad. Not even love.
Campbell calling Madoff a monster and a financial psychopath. Madoff passing away in federal prison over a week ago at the age of 82. He victimized 16,000 investors just in the U.S. and over 700,000 worldwide. From the USA Radio News Florida Bureau, I'm Mike Fortier.
Hollywood is rolling out the red carpet for the 93rd Annual Academy Awards at L.A.'s Union Station. Start time 5 p.m. Pacific, televised on ABC. This is USA Radio News.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Robert.
Links are up in the show notes at robertscottbell.com. Please sign up for email alerts. You never know when Super Don's got something urgent to tell you. And we don't do it often, but when we do, it means something. Right now, we are in the midst of The Truth About Cancer, Quest for the Cure's final chapter. We're about halfway through the episode run. And if you missed any, there'll be maybe a replay weekend, but start now. There's a banner at robertscottbell.com. We'll take you to The Truth About Cancer. Just put your name and your email in. Boom, you're in. And you can begin watching each day's episode, and there'll be 9 total. And me, RSB, featured in some of those episodes. Don't Watch For Me. There's a lot of great people in there expressing very important and powerful information that will help you to overcome the fear of the big C, the C word, and also give you practical strategies to get out of the mess if you're already in it. There's loads of other things that you can find at robertscatbell.com. Again, sign up for email alerts. Thanks to everybody supporting us directly and indirectly with those that support us, including our friends at Synergy Science, where we get our Echo Water, molecular hydrogen. There are links to Synergy Science. You get your best deals going through the Robert Scott Bell Show website. And, of course, we have Cardio Miracle, which is an amazing thing for the production of nitric oxide. Super Don and his wife, me, my wife, we all do our daily Cardio Miracle. Special links up to special deals and offers there as well to boost your nitric oxide in a safe and balanced way. And you'll be doing it daily like we are once you try it. Check it out. Also helps perhaps that you didn't go to college or university. If you did, there's so much more to unlearn. I know. I went all the way to university level. The University of California and Cal State systems are now set to require COVID-19 shots for all in-person fall classes. How do you like that? Emergency use authorization, not licensed, not approved by the FDA, experimental technologies, altering DNA expression. And they say in order to come into the classroom, you have to subject yourself to be a guinea pig, to be a lab rat, because the clinical trials are not set to end until 2022 or 2023, depending on the shot. Moms, dads, if you're listening, I'll say this if grandma and grandpa are helping out. Take your kids out of California State University and University of California systems, or any university system that requires your kid to be an experiment, to be a human guinea pig. That you're paying or going in debt to be enslaved to medical experimentation. Explain to me how that's a smart thing. It's one of the stupidest things you can do right now is send your kids to college, almost all of them, but certainly the ones in California and elsewhere that have proposed this idea that you can't even come to class unless you're shot up with this experiment. The more I learn about this, I don't want to be around people that have been shot up with this stuff. Not because I don't like those people, but I don't know what the hell's going on as far as spike proteins just shooting out of their eyeballs. Like freaking laser beams. This is beyond getting weird, Super Don. How do they get away with this? Because the people are sheeple. Well, we've just got to put our head down and keep on going. Or you'll pay to be a Zoom, student. Really, what's the point then? Just stay home at community college. You'll get more information, and you'll have less to unlearn later. And you won't go into as much debt. Super D, aren't you glad you didn't go or insist that your kids went to those stupid places?
Yeah. I actually did go to college for like one semester.
Well, that's why you're still smart. You didn't go for much more than that.
I played volleyball.
Really?
Yeah.
Volleyball.
Yeah.
Once and what happened?
I had a good time, and then I got a job.
You got a job, and he said, "Nah, enough of that."
No, it wasn't for me. No, I did not.
Yeah,
it's one of the sports I grew up enjoying. You know, yeah. California volleyball. They kind of go together.
Yeah. Did you ever bust your knuckles up, jam them, and stuff?
Of course. Yeah. Oh, absolutely. Playing basketball too. Yeah. That was the worst, but I used to play volleyball out in Santa Cruz.
Yeah,
on the sand.
Wow, you see. By the way, one of our patrons was from where you used to be, the East Bay.
Yeah, Fremont, California. Fremont.
I was like, that's Super Don's backyard. You should contact her and say, "Hey, how's the old neighborhood?"
Pay me enough to move back. It was kind of cool to see somebody on the AMA that was actually living there.
Yeah.
I kind of felt sorry for them, but, you know.
Yeah.
It works for some people.
Anyway, I think that you have to unlearn so much more the longer you're in those so-called schools.
Yeah.
Universities.
Unless you go into it with the right mindset. I think some people can go and
who?
Glean.
Who?
Glean
name
the.
Name someone.
My wife.
Okay, yes, true. But she's not going to a high-level indoctrination.
No, globalism studies, right?
She's so, okay, you always call me to the carpet on the generalizations. I get it. I'm with you.
You, Sith Lord.
No, it's all right. Listen, they're often, by the way, if you are sending your kids to those schools, hopefully not in California, Most other states do allow for what? Medical, philosophical, and or religious exemptions. Check it out. They don't want to let you know that, but they do list in this article medical exemptions and approved exceptions. I don't know how they define them. Will have to be cleared prior to campus arrival. But California makes it darn near impossible because they're targeting doctors who dare to write medical exemptions. However, if you're coming from another state, out of state, I don't think they have as much control over doctors in other states to provide those medical exemptions because you're coming in to California to go to school. But I'm just urging you to please rethink this idea that university-level training is really good for your mind. I think it warps it, it distorts it, and you come out a little globalist citizen, all for communism.
What do you think about people who go to MIT, though?
Well, we've had some people on here.
They're kind of smart, right?
Yeah, well... Yeah, you're talking top 1-3% of smarts in certain mental capacities, no doubt, MIT.
Right.
Yeah. So if we go to MIT, we're going to find something interesting today, Super D. You want to read that headline?
Well, apparently MIT researchers are saying that you're no safer from COVID indoors at 6 feet or 60 feet in a new
okay.
in a new study challenging social distancing policies. So 6 feet... 60 feet, 600 right. feet.
Remember that, 6 feet was never scientifically established to begin with.
Yeah, that was based, listen, the way I understand it, that was based on science from like 150 years ago or something.
Mm-hmm.
Is where they pulled that from something. I know the story, but I don't know the story. I saw it a few weeks ago where they just pulled that from some thing for that somebody.
They pulled it out of their aspirin.
Yeah.
As usual. Yeah. And then everybody goes, okay, 6 feet. And then they said recently, well, it could be 3 feet. Remember
three
we heard
feet.
That?
Six
so
feet.
6 feet didn't matter. 3 feet. Now 60 feet. So are they arguing at MIT? Because this is Professors Martin Z. Bezant, who teaches chemical engineering and applied mathematics, and John W. M. Bush, not our buddy John Bush from Texas, but who teaches applied mathematics, developed a method of calculating exposure risk, COVID-19, in an indoor setting that factors in a variety of issues that could affect transmission, including the amount of time spent inside, air filtration, circulation, immunization, variant strains, mask use, and even respiratory activities such as breathing, eating, speaking, or singing. And so what did they establish? It didn't matter? So is there argument that we should all now go outdoors and live outdoors and don't ever go indoors? Is that the new level of COVID distancing? Nobody should go indoors?
Who knows? Who cares? just go with your gut. Use your intuition. Do whatever it is you want to do, because I don't think it's all going to matter anyway.
You're right. That's what they say. The distancing isn't helping you that much, and it's also giving you a false sense of security because you're as safe at 6 feet as you are at 60 feet if you're indoors. Everyone in that space is at roughly the same risk, actually. So this is part of my discussion point.
But, Robert, what about the fourth wave?
Okay, don't go there yet. Just a second.
What about the fourth wave, Robert? Variants, Robert.
I don't even know what you're saying right now. All I'm saying is that... The MIT people are acknowledging that it doesn't matter. Just like you said, there is no way you can escape whatever they say you should be afraid of. Now, that's not me saying be afraid ever. No, it's like live your life. Be as healthy as you can be, and you find out that what? 99% of the people live in conjunction with the exposure that is constant and chronic and ever-changing. That's MIT, folks. Now, they might have a different argument in terms of vaccinations and other, we're going to disagree with them. But thank goodness for a little bit of common sense here about the whole distancing thing. It's bull snot. There's no basis for it. You can't avoid it. And folks, what do we know about the mask? The Stanford study acknowledged what we've been saying for a long time. They don't work. If they want to say, I feel better. I feel it. Fine. But you're harming yourself physiologically. For any number of reasons that we've discussed. But, of course, that's why we got banned on YouTube and Spotify for pointing things out that now MIT agrees with us, Stanford agrees with us, some cases the WHO, CDC, and Fauci agrees with us. But you're not them. You don't have their degree, so we can deplatform you. Can't de-license us because we didn't ask for permission, bozos. Super Don, am I a little cantankerous today? I mean, it's a good day. We're getting a lot of good information, but...
Look, just wear your mask. Social distance, get your vaccine, wash your hands.
And if you're a 33-year-old woman, don't get the shot. the Pfizer vaccine implicated in a paralyzation, a paralysis, 12 hours after it. A 33-year-old woman hospitalized. Doctors at the Cleveland Clinic performed a series of tests. By the way, all of these articles we're talking about are linked in the show notes. They're for real. We're not making this stuff up. I wish we were. But they say they don't know what caused the woman to develop paralysis following her first dose of the Pfizer shot. And, you know, I've been witnessing some of these VAERS reports, seeing the actual images of the VAERS data reports, not just the dry data, but the actual fill that, you know, the doctors might fill it out. There's another one, a 21-year-old dude, healthy 21-year-old. My son is 21. Obviously, he's not getting the shot. He's never had a vaccine. But a 21-year-old, otherwise healthy kid got the shot. 10 days later, he was dead. Just fell over dead. They don't know why. And, of course, what?
So people die.
At 21, out of the blue, nowhere, nothing, boom, done.
Coincidence.
Anaphylaxis, what? Yeah, I mean, Super D, honestly, I know you're playing so-called Lucifer's Advocate or whatever, but...
Lucifer's Advocate?
Isn't that what it is? It's not that.
Devil's Advocate. Same thing, I guess.
Whatever, dude. Whatever, dude.
Anyway.
But tell me, all of the things we've been covering, Super D.
You're 100% right, Robert, and it's just, it's maddening to see these people saying the things like I was just saying.
Yeah.
You know, well, there's the correlation is not causation. People die every day. It's just a coincidence. You know, this is a mass vaccination campaign. So, you know, people are going to die after they get the vaccine. We're going to die anyway.
Well, listen, we hope we don't on the break because we got to take a break. We'll be back to wrap up hour one. Me and Super D, the Robert Scott Bell Show, after this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
For thousands of years, silver has played an essential role in safeguarding human health. Robert Scott Bell Show listeners know that Sovereign Silver, bioactive silver hydrosol, is the purest and most effective form of silver available. Only Sovereign Silver contains the smallest and most active particles in every bottle, each batch rigorously safety tested to guarantee the highest quality. At only 10 parts per million, Sovereign Silver outperforms other colloidal silvers 50 times more concentrated. Sovereign Silver acts faster than echinacea, oil of oregano, and other immune products. Tastes like water and has more uses than anything else for the immune system. And Sovereign Silver now comes in a topical first aid gel. Use Sovereign Silver gel on cuts, scrapes, minor burns, bug bites, itching, eczema, diaper rash, and more. Sovereign Silver is the number one selling silver brand in the U.S. For a free information packet to order or for a store near you, call 888-328-8840. That's 888-328-8840 or visit sovereignsilver.com.
Do you really want to rely on medical doctors for better health? Or would you rather know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hey, this is RSB, and after a quarter century of healing research, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sickness. So how do I keep myself and my family from getting sick? It includes the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, especially Transfer Points Beta 1 3D Glucan. Go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSB show discount today. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to save big on all these natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSB show discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Schools are opening. So much opportunity to share not just memories of 2020, but germs. Worrying about your child bringing a cold or flu home is a thing of the past. Today, we have to be concerned about COVID. That's why you need to be sure your kids are protected in their school with the one-of-a-kind patented Safe Air Network equipment that continuously decontaminates not only air, but all surfaces. 99.9% decontamination in 3 minutes to begin with, and then continuously, so if any of the air or surfaces get recontaminated, no worries. Safe Air Network is not only the only system that cleans air and surfaces, it's chemical free and 100% safe to use in an occupied room. The equipment is plug and purify, the easiest equipment to use as soon as it is received. Contact Safe Air Network now at safeairnetwork.com. That's safeairnetwork.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Scott Bell Show. Well, here we are again, and the Robert Scott Bell Show is rocking the health world, and of course, bringing awareness to things that they don't want you to know. Somehow, some way, we're still on the air by the grace of God, and I'm grateful for all y'all that have identified this is a very important place to be each and every week, if that's all you can afford to do, or 6 days a week. Come on over to robertscottbell.com, sign up for email alerts. Hey, link to Trinity School of Natural Health. This is the place where even doctors are starting to get training and education they didn't get in medical school on diet, nutrition, exercise, different forms of botanical medicine, homeopathy, herbal medicine, aromatherapy, iridology. It's just extraordinary the number of things you have the options to do. And new courses starting up every month. Brilliant options. You can learn how to heal yourself, help others to heal their own bodies, and you're not even treating disease. Isn't that great? Doesn't that feel good? TrinitySchool.org, and also meet us at the Trinity Health Freedom Expo, October 2nd and 3rd in Tinley Park outside of Chicago. Speaking of upcoming events as well, just got to give you the Memorial Day weekend shout out. I want to see everybody in Sioux Falls, South Dakota for the Advanced Medicine Conference. We have links to that. Sign up in person and streaming options if you don't want to go to Sioux Falls, South Dakota. But rumor has it, Christy Noem will be there, along with, of course, me, Dr. Batar, Bruce Lipton, Del Bigtree, Tom Cowan, Dr. Kaufman. I mean, we got Christian Northrup. It's going to be amazing. All right, final story for this hour. This is a bizarre one. This is Forbes magazine's report. I want to read this headline, Super Don. You explain to me what I'm reading here. I almost don't understand it. Even, which I think is the name of a company, Even raises $1.5 million to launch solutions to replenish nutrients and manage side effects resulting from medication use.
Brilliant. Absolutely brilliant. Do you remember a few years ago during the Super Bowl? I want to say this was like 5 years ago. Mm-hmm. There was a commercial that came on because, you know, you watch the Super Bowl for commercials quite often. And there was one that was for a drug that was to treat opioid-induced constipation.
Oh, I see. Do I remember that? Yes.
That got a lot of play, you know, and the guy's like, you know, he's walking around and, you know, he sees a dog taking a dump and he's like envious of the dog,
right.
You know.
Wish I could do that.
He's walking
right
by a store and it's prune juice on sale. And he's like, oh, man, prune juice. And so anyway, Everybody made a joke out of that because
the drug caused them to be constipated, and now they had a drug
for the side effect from the drug, right?
Right. Exactly.
So here's this woman here, this entrepreneur woman. I got to give her points for being, looking for a need. And finding a way to fill it. But basically, what she's doing here is she is treating something called medication-induced nutrient depletion.
M-I-N-D, MIND, a syndrome called MIND. You're not kidding. Medication-induced nutrient depletions. We got a drug for that. What the heck?
Well, I mean, listen, it's not a drug. What she's doing is she's got something, and we've covered this before, something called medical food. Remember that? When they came out with that term, medical food. And it's like, well, first off, calling it medical food, you just pointed out that food is medicine, but I know they wouldn't want to admit
that.
You
can't say that. Yeah.
Right. But basically what she does is she found this through her own personal experience that she was having side effects and nutrient depletion from taking medication. So she's like, well, we'll take this medical food, which will then give the people the minerals that they are being depleted from by taking the medication. And I'm thinking, what numbnut didn't sit there for just 5 minutes and think about the fact that the medication that these people are taking probably could have been solved because they were suffering from a mineral depletion, right?
Ding, ding, ding.
You can just kind of bypass the medication and stuff, just go straight to the minerals, go straight to the nutrition, and they wouldn't need the medication, right?
Do you remember the medication for restless leg syndrome?
Magnesium, isn't it?
Well, yeah, I mean, that's not the medication. That's the mineral.
That's one of them, but, the medication for it?
Right. No, there was a medication
for
restless leg syndrome. I don't remember what it's called.
Oh,
but the point is, you went right to the solution, which is the point of this. It's like, well, it's a mineral deficiency. Just address the mineral deficiency. You don't need the drug.
That's
that
right.
Causes even more
that's
mineral
right.
deficiencies.
Yes. Instead of the mineral deficiency caused by the medication, you can just totally bypass the medication and go straight to the minerals, right?
You see why you don't need a degree to figure this thing out? You need to have the sense God gave you, and Super Don has got it in spades. Folks, we got a lot more healing to go on the Robert Scott Bell Show. We're out of time for hour one. Thank you for being here. Check it out, robertscottbell.com. Sign up for email alerts. Thank you to all our patron supporters as well. The power to heal is yours.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hey, folks, Robert Scott Bell here. More innovation coming from my good friends at Synergy Science and, of course, the Echo Water that we all know and love, and Paul Barataro. We've got a detox, and we've got more help to do it, including Ketox, oral chelation now available, as well as far infrared sauna to sweat it out.
That's right. People are aware of IV chelation, which can be expensive. And it's basically one few-hour session. But this is oral chelation, far more available to the body, and they do it for a three-month period. So they really can go into the zinc fingers of the thyroid and pull out the different heavy metals that are in their system, mercury, lead, these types of things that are really causing problems. And as far as using that in conjunction with the Synergy sauna is amazing, to be able to hydrate with the Echo Water, go in the sauna, sweat out the toxins, and all during that process, taking Ketox to get rid of the metals, it's an amazing protocol.
All right, learn more at Synergy Science. You can also go to robertswater.com and link it through 800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Special discounts for Robert Scott Bell Show listeners.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.